With him there was his son, a young squire, a lover, and a lusty bachelor, with locks curled as they were laid in press. Of 20 years he was of age, I guess. Of his stature, he was of even length, and wonderly deliver, and of great strength. And he had been some time in Chivichy, in Flanders, in Artois, and Picardy, and borne him well, as in so little space, in hope to stand and in his lady's grace. Embroidered was he, as it were a mead, all full of fresh flowers, white and red. Singing he was, or fluting, all the day. He was as fresh as is the month of May. Short was his gown, with sleeves long and wide. Well could he sit on horse and fair ride. He could songs make, and well indite, joust, and eke dance, and well portray and write. So hot he loved, that by nighter tale he slept no more than does a nightingale. Courteous he was, lowly and serviceable, and carved before his father at the table. A yeoman he had, and servants no more at that time, for him list to ride so, and he was clad in coat and hood of green. A sheaf of peacock arrows, bright and keen, under his belt he bore full thriftily. Well could he dress his tackle yeomanly, his arrows drooped not with feathers low, and in his hand he bore a mighty bow. A knot head had he with a brown visage, of woodcraft could he well all the usage. Upon his arm he bore a gay bracer, and by his side a sword and a buckler, and on that other side a gay dagger, harnessed well, and sharp as point of spear. A Christopher on his breast of silver sheen. A horn he bore, the baldric was of green. A forester was he, soothly, as I guess. There was also a nun, a prioress, that of her smiling was full simple and coy. Her greatest oath was but by Saint Eloy, and she was clepid Madam Eglantine. Full well she sang the service divine, intuned in her nose full seemly. And French she spoke, full fair and fetishly, after the school of Stratford at the Bow, for French of Paris was to her unknown. At meat welly taught was she withal. She let no morsel from her lips fall, nor wet her fingers in her sauce deep. Well could she carry a morsel, and well keep that no drop fell upon her breast. In courtesy was set full much her lest. Her overlip wiped she so clean, that in her cup there was no farthing seen of grease when she drunken had her draught. Full seemly after her meat she wrought, and certainly she was of great disport, and full pleasant and amiable of port, and pained her to counterfeit cheer of court, and be estately of manner, and to beholden dine of reverence. But for to speaken of her conscience, she was so charitable and so piteous, she would weep if that she saw a mouse caught in a trap, if it were dead or bled. Of small hounds had she, that she fed with roasted flesh or milk and wastel bread, but sore wept she if one of them were dead, or if men smote it with a yard smart, and all was conscience and tender heart. Full seemly her wimple pinched was, her nose treatise, her iron grey as glass, her mouth full small and thereto soft and red. But certainly she had a fair forehead, it was almost a span broad, I trow, for hardily she was not undergrow. Full fetish was her cloak, as I was ware, of small coral, about her arm she bore a pair of beads, gauded all with green, and thereon hung a brooch of gold full sheen, on which was written first a crowned A, and after Amor vincit omnia. Another nun with her had she, that was her chaplain, and priests 3.